democratic system, you have the best. That is the fullest system.
Yeah. Also, Papa says in Kali Yuga they cannot discriminate. People, they don't discriminate. What is what?
You understand? That is not foolishness. You understand? And expert persons are rare persons. They are not reasonable and many. There are a few postgraduates, not all are postgraduates, isn't it? So in material world this system goes on, this is foolishness going on. The spiritual world, one should not apply this thing. You understand? Once there was king, was digging a pond, big pond, lovely pond. And he thought of, I'll order all my, all the milkmen in my kingdom bring their milk and pour in this pond, and then this pond is filled up with milk instead of water. So he ordered his king, all in Rube, the milkman of his kingdom thought of, oh, King Arash, it won't do, then persecute us. So one milkman thought of, all right, all will pour milk. If I will pour water, king cannot detect it. Then there will be no loss to me, a beginner. And instead, he thought of like that. So anyhow, somehow or other, it was expressed. So all thought of like that. Right, I'll do that same thing. I'll do the same thing. So all milkmen poured water. The pond was filled with water instead of milk. This becomes sense. You understand? The box properly, not only the box day. This is foolish process. And it is not at all applicable in spiritual sphere. One should be intelligent enough. Expert persons, proficient persons, motivated persons, rare persons are. And the public, you know, public, especially material world, all are conditioned souls, they don't know what is good or bad. How can they give their opinion? Yes, in our opinion, that means his conditioned soul, for defects he has. So whatever he thinks is also defective. And Maya always presents the real as unreal, unreal as real. Happiness as distress, distress as happiness, good as bad, and bad as good. You understand? Shelter as not shelter, not shelter as shelter. Then what opinion a conditioned soul, fool gives? What is that? What is the value? Isn't it? One should be intelligent, pure intelligence comes from Krishna. Tesam sattva-duttam and bharatam priti-purvaka. Radhani Buddhijovantam Jena Mangapadana Kiti. 10th chapter of Gita, Krishna says, one is constantly thus to me, doing my bhajan with kriti, with love, I give intelligence. It's pure intelligence. How he can come to me? So he is the real intelligent person. His opinion should be sought out. What he says. But we are taking the opinion of these fools. Souls. Oh, majority get this opinion, then he's bad. You understand? We should not do that thing in the spiritual sphere. You understand? So Acharya tells this story. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami tells this story. And Guru Maharaj also tells similar stories. Thereby you take lessons from it. That is the lesson. similar, another story there. One wise man was there. He had a donkey. You understand? He carries all his heavy load, burden. So that donkey was carrying a heavy load of unclean clothes, dirty clothes, washman brings for cleaning. You understand? So that donkey served that washman many years. At last he died. You understand? He died. The washman had kept his name Sunanda Gandharva. You understand? His name is Sunanda Gandharva.
The donkey.
The donkey's name. So washman thought, oh, Sunanda Gandharva died today. So what shall I do? All right, I'll shave my head and have a dip. You understand? So he shaved his head and had a dip. So priest of the king, he was king's washman. You understand? He used to wash the clothes of king, the royal clothes, you understand? So the king's priest saw the washman had shaved his head. I said, what happened to you? That you have saved your head today? I don't say, no, Sunanda Gandharva died today. Oh, Sunanda Gandharva died. Oh, yes, so this is very auspicious day. Yes, very auspicious day. Shall I save? Yes, you save. How many? All the priests saved his head. The minister, chief minister of the king saw. Priest has saved his head. He asked, oh, why have you saved? Don't you know? Sunanda Gandharva died today. Oh, Sunanda Gandharva died. Oh, it's a very auspicious day today. Shall I save my head? Oh, yes. So he saved his head. Then king saw, the chief minister saved his head. Then he asked, you know, king asked his minister, yes, what happened to you, sir? Saved. Oh, don't you know, Sunanda Gandharva died today. Oh, Sunanda Gandharva died today. Oh, yes. Very auspicious day. Oh, yes. Silence. Oh, yes, you said. King said. Then queen saw. King has said that. Then queen, oh, why have said? Don't you know? Sunanda Gandharva died today. Very, who is that Sunanda Gandharva? The queen has some intelligence. She was intelligent. Oh, who is that Sunanda Gandharva? Who told you? Her died today. Oh, the minister said. Call that the minister. Yes, the minister was called. Oh, who is that Sunanda Gandharva? That you told and he said and he said. Oh, there's a priest here, the priest said, king's priest, or call that king's priest. Oh, you have saved? Then with that Sunanda Gandharva, that you saved head and the minister saved and king saved. Now, what is that? Who told you? Who is that? The washerman. The washerman told. They call that washerman. Oh, with that Sunanda Gandharva, you saved head and you told all that and all saved head. Oh, morning of king, I had a donkey. Name, eat that today. You say, donkey died today, you're all such foolishness. Vox Populi, not only Vox Dei. It's all foolishness, nothing else. You said, your intelligence comes from Krishna. You should not act in such a foolish way. Very well, thank you.
how we can get the intelligence to discriminate? Yeah. How we can get intelligence to discriminate?
Krishna will give you intelligence, you can understand. Yes, when intelligence comes from Krishna, then you can understand. Yes. You'll never be, you'll not act so foolishly. Yes. Krishna knows who is who, what is what. As Krishna gives you full guidance. If you really attach to Krishna and always engaged in loving service and doing bhajan with love, yes, really. Intelligence comes from Krishna. Pure intelligence, this should be the buddhi.
Yeah. And we should pray as well. Huh? Pray, pray.
That bhajan means pray. Yeah.
And if we're not in such a position, then we should approach someone.
Oh, 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 yeah. We approach such a person and take his opinion. Yes, seek his opinion. Who is such a dear devotee of Krishna, is always engaged. 24 hours, day and night, 24 hours engaged in such bhajan. You understand? Yes. If you are not so, you go to him and ask. What he says? Krishna speaks through him. Yes.
Take some questions.
And people become lazy different. Just they say, okay, this is okay, I'm going. Yeah, this is England, no problem. I think in my initiation day, the sannyasi who was going to fire Jagya, he was talking about this history.
This story?
Yeah, 20 years ago or something. And I remember the first day, and I called because it was the initiation day. And I said, I had the question, man. Therefore, today we have to be very careful.
Yes.
The other time Prabhupada was there was no problem.
No, Prabhupada was pure.
Yeah,
was no problem. He's constantly attached day and night, 24 hours attached to the Lord's feet of Krishna and love, you see. So Krishna was giving Krishna. Giving him pure intelligence, you know, he has a vision. Her sight. Pure vision, you understand? He sees things. What he sees, what he says, it's an approved truth. Yes, it comes. Oh. In 1977, he went to Bhuvaneswar, it was jungle. He stayed there for 17 days.
17 days in the jungle?
Constantly. In a mud hut, I experienced that, you see. Very humble. In the walls, there were holes, you see. Such. I arranged government guest house. He didn't go there. No, I was still here.
Really?
Yes, 17 days. That hot man staying.
Yeah.
Well, it is something good.
Yeah.
But at that time,
yes.
It was mud hut.
Mm.
Yes, completely mud hut first house. Very long holes are there. She stayed there. No, this mud amenities are there. Nothing, only said about this, bring this electricity to use his dictaphone. That's why I did that. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yes,
yeah.
Will that give you the
message
to you?
17 days, not 1-2 days continuously.
17 days.
17 days.
No,
yes.
Especially the last days in 77?
Yes, that is the appearance. You understand? January, last part of January and the beginning of February.
Mm.
You see? Yes. And he waited for that day, the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. That fell on the 2nd February. He waited for it to install color stone, you see, for this project. And he did it on that day. With his own hand, that is his last funded project. You understand?
Yeah.
But at that time there are some objections. People, why some senior disciples, devotees, why no Prabhupada is going to it? Why the temple? Nobody will come here. This is a jungle out of the way place. We utilize it. That was a donated land, 1 acre. We may utilize it as a cultivator. We grow some corn here. We understand agricultural land. We just do like that. Oh, we want to. We build that puri. They say, Baba said, no. Here. You understand? Then he drove out all of them, gardening, to his room. There was nobody. He died. And we these burning places, called Gobind. They were up there objecting. They were not doing. But I said, no, I'll do here. This is one of the best ISKCON temples in the world. He told me. You understand? And this will be middle, heart of the city. He said, and now it has become
this. Yeah. Yeah, Sapa would take me around this time. He was telling me that the post office and different things are moving around there. And then
yes, out of the way, you see what he's saying. You see, it is now.
It's coming through.
Coming through. So he's pure.
Yeah.
He's pure. Oh. I should understand.
He knows past, present, and future.
Yes. Oh. So many things he whispered on the idea. Yes, that's what I said. Yes. Nobody was there, he and I. He drove them out. Get out. Hello.
Well, we need is a table. So for how long you went to Nelon after the meeting, Prabhupada?
I don't know, only for 1 month, or 1.5 months.
Huh?
And then I went to Mayapur. A few months, then I took off some gas.
Has a good vision.
In
7 months you get everything, first, second, sannyas.
No, with quick success. Quick success.
Prabhupada had actually mentioned on your first encounter.
First when I met. From his side he said, I'll give you sannyas. He asked me, have you taken off sannyas? I said, no, I'll give you sannyas. Yes, from his side. Oh. Because he knows. He is in the Paramatma. The Paramatma knows the heart that was in me. I was seeking. So he said, take off sannyas. And surrender and take off sannyas. He said, I'll give you sannyas.
No. There's a way they're supposed to be getting mercy.
Yeah. So, Sukadev. Came late, Sukadev.
It's a busy man. It's a busy man, but yes. Very nice, Sukadev.
Yes.
Very nice voting.
Yes, he's in managing so much things.
Especially nowadays,
yeah.
It's a grateful position to be managed. I see, especially here in England, I've seen. So then since when Prabhupada called you Mayapur, and then you left from Mayapur to Bhubaneswar.
Yes, he sent me there.
Yeah.
that at that time Bhagavat was in Eastern Bhagavad Das. You know Bhagavad?
Yeah, yeah.
But that jungle was said nobody can stay here. Broad daylight. People are come and stay us here. Forced me to go. Prabhupada said, no. Then I stayed 2 days in Hyderabad. Then from Hyderabad I came with some devotees, Sankirtan devotees, Parvatratra, Jagannath Puri. Then I visited the place and so and went to Tahsildar to do this mutation work. As recorded in our, it's called mutation work, they said. They said when the settlement will come, that will be done, you wait for that one. Then I told one person there, you please let me know when settlement comes, then I'll come. Then I stayed and went back to Hyderabad, stayed there. Then that person wrote me later, the settlement is coming. So at that time, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. I went to Vrindavan and told Prabhupada that I will go. Then now settlement camp has come. So I'll do the work. So he sent me. That means first time went back, second time, third time came. Then stand. It's all right to go and do this thing.
One more question.
So I asked Prabhupada to give me some money and some men. He said, why are you asking for this thing? Why are you asking for it, this thing? Prabhupada said. He gave no money, no men. You go along. He said, do it. Then he narrated his story. My Guru Maharaj told to go to the West, do this thing. Quite. I was quite stranger there. You belong to Orissa. Place. I went there with only 40 rupees. That was... I started my business for Krishna with 40 rupees. Now Krishna had given me more than 40 crores of rupees. He said like that. Now why do you need money? I'm mad. Nothing will be given to you. Go there. So he didn't give me anything. He said, Vaishnava is not alone, Krishna is with him. He said this thing to me. Vaishnava is not alone, Krishna is with him. Why do you think that you are alone, you need men, you need money? He told me that thing. I thought of, I didn't say anything. Guru Maharaj said, Vasala said. I thought, well, if my Guru Maharaj is Vaishnava, I'm not Vaishnava. Krishna is with him, Krishna is not with me. I am so degraded. Why Krishna will be alive? My Guru Maharaj says, that's a light. I came along. Yes. So I came into this thing, build a hut there, stay there, do bhajan, write my books, preach, go out, preach. The land is there, grow some vegetables, be self-sufficient, like this. Cook your own food with your own hand, he said. He has all these things. Krishna is there. And Vaishnava is not alone, so many things. All right, what he says, that's all I can do. What he says, I did like that, yes. Yes. Hari, Hari, Hari.
Even Gurudev was staying. Once he was staying far away from the temple.
Yeah.
It was a very painstaking job. And first in the Dharmasala, from that he was shifted to a small room of a gentleman. From that he was further shifted to another area, quite far from temple. Then he came. With the view to stay close to the land and putting up together with the workers. We are just, any circumstances.
He was the first. You are the boy then, the first boy.
Really, this boy?
Yes, this boy. I met him.
Mm.
So, he was just carrying me on his bicycle.
His bicycle?
So, he knows this story.
I do not have energy to narrate, the height of devotion of Srila Gurudev. That just I can describe. He was putting up with workers. Then he was shifted to a small hut amidst a mango orchard. It was very, very, one was scared to stay in that area even in the day. And Srila Gurudev was regarding over there. And how much pain he was taking. He used to sit on the carrier of my cycle. And I used to cycle and Gurudev also, he was sitting on the carrier for miles together. Every day he used to walk from house to house, place to place. Such a painstaking. When all the many devotees, many of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and the very fight, they say, it is not a place fit for any inhabitants. It's just impossible to think. But without any thought, just was a care of your wish of his will.
Well, most of the days he was carrying me on bicycle. I don't know anything. I don't know cycling. No. When he was not coming, I was walking, going. Miles together walking. Yes.
Scary. I walk in Bhubaneswar, this time was so heavy,
yes.
The sun and...
Now you see all spaces, it's all filled up with cement constructions. It's all vacant at that time. So straight walking. Now you cannot go. Because the house filled up with the constructions, buildings, you see. And that there's nothing. Oh, vacant land. Vacant land. Yes. Such a place. Even daytime, rickshawala want to come there. No?
No, it is very...
He will get down at railway station, and I go to Nwapoli station. No, we won't go there.
People are scared. People are just scared.
It's a dangerous place. Sarira vidya sal, sarindriya saikal, चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनवीस्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदामयं ददाति शोभ्रान्ति वन्देऽं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवासं श्रीरूपं साग्रदातम् सगण रघुनाथ नीत सजीव परिजन सहित कृष्ण चैतन्य देव श्री राधा कृष्ण पादन सगण ललिता श्री विशाखा हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपति गोपेशो गोपीकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तत्कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते pranamami hari priye mancha kalpataruve sa sindhu devasa adhidanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo 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 mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnayo krishna saritam gaura puise namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Sriman Chaitra Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, not different from Krishna, but he came as a devotee. Apani karimu bhakta bhavangikare apani achari bhakti sikhamu shavare. Thought of Krishna, thought of that way. I'll go again, assuming the mood of bhakta, devotee, observe bhakti in my whole life, and teach bhakti. You understand? So, Mahaprabhu has said one thing. Bharata bhumite manushya janma hiladhar janma sartha karikara paropakar. One who was born as a human being in Bharata bhumi, first he must make his life perfect, sarthak. Then he'll do good to others, paropakar. So, what do you mean by this? To make one's life perfect. What do you mean by that? What is the perfection of life? To become complete Krishna conscious. You understand? To achieve the highest level of consciousness. Huh? Five levels of consciousness are there. Isn't it? Five levels of consciousness. What are they? You don't know. I'm not asking you. I'm asking him. Those who know, they must raise hands. If I ask, they'll say. That's the etiquette. Do you understand? Don't forget etiquette, transgress it. That's Vaishnava etiquette. Those who know, they'll raise hands. If I ask, then they say, you know, isn't it? No hurry, you know? You know? Yes, tell me. Nonsense. Why don't you say in a proper order? If you answer, answer it correctly. Then say, don't answer in a defective way or incorrect way. Labels means from beginning to the top, chronological order. Abhruta chetana, sankuchita chetana, mukulita chetana, vikachita chetana, purna vikachita chetana. In this order you will say, five levels of consciousness. In English you may put it in this way, covered consciousness, shrunken consciousness, budding consciousness, like flower bud, budding consciousness, then blossoming consciousness, completely blossoming consciousness. These five levels of consciousness. You understand? The highest level of consciousness is completely blossoming consciousness. That is complete Krishna consciousness. Do you follow? Completely Krishna consciousness. That is purna vikachita chetana. That is the perfection of human birth. Those who are born as human beings in Bharata Bhumi, they should first make their life perfect. That means they should achieve the highest level of consciousness, that is completely Krishna consciousness. That's what he says, to have Krishna prema, fifth purusartha, about four purusartha, that means get Krishna. In other words, you may say, get Krishna. That's the perfection of human birth. Then do good to others. What is that good? What is that good? What is doing good? Feeding the poor, hungry men? Feeding the hungry men. And make some arrangements for treatment of the patient. Open charitable dispensaries, hospitals. And make some arrangements of giving free education, those who cannot get education. Is this good? Doing good? What do you mean by that? Well, no worry. You do know the answer.
To inculcate Krishna consciousness.
That is doing good only. Do you understand? Is not doing good to feed the hungry? That's also doing good. You cannot say it's not doing good, isn't it? To make some arrangements of treatment, that means open charitable hospitals, dispensaries. People are suffering, their mother Teresa gets Nobel Award for that, isn't it? Nobel Award she got, doing this thing, treating the poor lepers lying on the street. Nobody cares. So he's not doing good. That's also doing good, isn't it? And making arrangements for giving free education, isn't it? Those who cannot get education, they have to pay money, and they're poor men, they have no money, so how can they get education? They have free education. So he's not doing good. That's also doing good. But what sort of good it is? Temporary, doing good to the body and mind, that is. That comes under this category. Doing good to the body and mind, feeding the poor, feeding the hungry person, treating the patient, is doing good to the body. Temporary, material body is temporary, so that good is temporary. As long as you have this metal body, there is this ahara nidra bhaya maithuna. eating, sleeping, defending, mating are there, isn't it? Hunger is there, as long as. And one after another you are getting another metal body, isn't it? So every birth, here in material world, you have hunger. How many births are eternally can one make such arrangement to feed the poor, feed the hungry? This is temporary, you understand? They go down to the body and mind, material body and mind, it's temporary. But good done to the soul is eternal and real good, isn't it? What is that? To inculcate Krishna consciousness. You understand? Those who are not Krishna conscious, inculcate Krishna consciousness. Then that is real good and eternal. Eternal. That's not temporary. Thereby, if someone become complete Krishna conscious, no more birth here. You'll never come back here again. Janma karma unchame dibyam yegum jobeti tattvata tekpa adeyahum punar janma noyeti samangiti Arjuna. Isn't Maharaj? Or Krishna says to Arjuna, my birth, my activities are not material, it's a transcendental. One who knows this in tattva, in truth, that after quitting his body, he'll go to me, never come back here. No punarjanma, no rebirth. One who knows Krishna tattva becomes complete Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? Knows Krishna, gets Krishna, develops Krishna prema, completely blossoming consciousness, complete Krishna consciousness. That means develops Krishna prema, gets Krishna. Do you understand? After quitting this body, he'll go to Krishna. He'll never come back here in this material world where there is birth, death, full death, and disease, suffering. Again and again. To evolve in the cycle of birth and death, you will never come back. No rebirth. So where is the question of falling down from that, from Krishna? Where is it? Krishna says no. Then where is it? Where is this? No punarjanma, no rebirth. Birth is here, in material world. Is there birth in the spiritual world? There's no birth, no death, no old age, no disease, nothing. Transcendental world, Sachidananda Maya Dham, isn't it? So one who can do that good, to inculcate as Krishna consciousness, and then it does the real good. Isn't it? Real good, eternal. No more material body, that's spiritual body. Then no more hunger. And now you understand, consider what is the best type of good. Isn't it? So, Mahaprabhu intended that thing. Bhārta bhūmite manushya janma ilādhār janma sārtha karikara paropakār. That Mahaprabhu intended. Bhārta-bhūmi, human being born, in Bhārta-bhūmi should first make his life perfect, he should first become complete Krishna conscious, should get Krishna, make his life perfect, then inculcate Krishna consciousness in others. That is real good. That's good to the soul. That's good to the soul. As long as soul is here, this body has some value. Isn't it? If soul gets out, what value? This clump of dead matters only, nothing else. What is this body? You understand, Anil? What the value of this body? If soul gets out of here, this clump of dead matter, nothing else. Then, in the language of my Guru Maharaj, they are also decorating a dead body only, isn't it? They're decorating a dead body. So that is real good. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj says, if you can deliver one soul from the fort of Durga, Durga's fort, this material world, prison house created by Durga, isn't it Maya, isn't it? Do you understand? Imprisoned. If you can deliver one soul from the fort of Durga, then that good cannot be compared to opening thousands of hospitals. That Mother Teresa is doing. Do you follow me? Cannot be compared. That is the best type of good, isn't it? So who is really praying, Bandhu? Suhudang, well-wishing friend, he should do that thing, to inculcate Krishna consciousness unto his friend. First he become Krishna consciousness complete, then inculcate Krishna consciousness unto his friend, if he is real, establish some friendship. So in Navadvip Dham, two such friends were there. Do you understand? So one is bhakta, Vaishnava, Krishna conscious. Other one is not bhakta, not devotee. Gross materialist, not Krishna conscious at all. But then somehow they have established friendship. They had friendship. So that bhakta, Vaishnava friend was always thinking of how to inculcate Krishna consciousness into my friend. If we have really developed some friendship, that's real good, isn't it? So, river Ganges flows there. The other side of Ganges is Mayapur Dham. Mahaprabhu was born. Many Maharajas were there, Vaishnava Maharajas, devotees, the devotees of Mahaprabhu. They have mathas, isn't it? Every day they do bhajan, kirtan, harikatha, speaking, give association, isn't it? So that friend, Vaishnava friend, told his friend, material friend, please let us go to the other side of Ganges, to Vaishnava Maharaj, and have his association. That's very good for us. You understand? Krishna katha, develop Krishna consciousness. This is the goal of life, human life. He heard, yes, friend, what you say, that's very good. But I have no time. I have no time. Yes, I'm very busy. What business? What business? All this architectural work, engineering work, isn't it, Anil? So much business, I'm so busy. All material work, material activities. I have no time. If I'll find some time, we'll go. You understand? What is this? It's only cheating, nothing else. And his friend, he said, no time to go to the other side of the Ganges to have the association of Vaishnava Maharaj and hear Krishna Katha. But he goes, is very much at last inclined to see the theater performance, dramatic performance, opera party, dancing, and spends whole night sitting and dancing, seeing. He has time for that, do you understand? But no time to go to the other side of the Ganges, of the association of Vaishnava Maharaj and here Krishna Katha. Do you understand? He was busy in all these activities, nonsensical activities. So his friend was marking, I tried my best, what shall I do? So he said, I must trick him, because he is very much attracted to this theatrical performances. So once he said, oh friend, I heard very good opera party, famous opera party had come to other side of the Ganges and are performing nice theatrical performance. We'll go, oh yes, we must go. Oh yes, we must go. Do you understand? Then he brought his friend to the bank of Ganges. They're just going to step into the boat. Somehow that metal stiff could understand that my friend is taking me to that Vaishnava Maharaj. Then said, oh, friend, I had forgotten to tell you one thing. What? I had a disease. I have a disease. What disease you have? My head reels as soon as I get into the boat. And I vomit, bah, bah, bah. And I felt fainted. I felt fainted. So I never get into the boat. This disease I have. You please wait. Let river Ganges dry up. Let summer season come. Let summer season come. Let the river Ganges dry up. Then we'll go walking. Best. What is this? Do you know whether this Ganges dries up? Rather in summer season, much water comes in Ganges. Because the snow melts, so much water comes. Then Ganges will never dry up, I will never go. I tried my best, but what shall I do? His real friend, he's tried his best to take him to Sadhu Maharaj, Vaishnava Maharaj, and to have his association, thereby he will develop some consciousness. But he, that person cannot get it. Why? Why? What is that? Yes, that's, he had material attachment. But his friend tried his best to develop Krishna consciousness, inculcate Krishna consciousness to him, to take him to Sadhu Vaishnava Maharaj, to have a Sadhu Sangha. Why couldn't have it? What defect with him? Duplicity, yes, kapatya. Kapatya. Great hindrance, a great hindrance. One should understand it. He said, you are such a duplicitous person, my friend. You cannot have it. Unless you give up this duplicity, become simple. You cannot get it. This mercy is always there. Do you understand? We say, Sadhu Guru Krupa. The mercy of Sadhu Guru is always there, like it's free. As the sun gives freely his sunshine, you see. Freely, indiscriminately gives. But owl cannot have it. Owl. Isn't it? Dekhiya na dekhe jene abhakter don, uluk na dekhe jene surjer kiran. Those are abhaktas. Non-devotees, such gross materialist, duplicitous persons, they cannot see it, they cannot have it. You understand? Though Sadhu Guru Krupa is there, free, they are showering their mercy freely, you understand, indiscriminately. But such person cannot have it. As the sun gives freely, such sunshine, such effulgent. But owl cannot have it. So those persons, those who have developed our mentality, that is, duplicitous persons, kapatya, you understand, develop duplicity in their heart. No simplicity is there. They cannot have it. You understand? This is what. So we say this thing, niskapata seva. You should offer service without duplicity. And Krishna knows the heart. Krishna knows the heart, isn't it? Krishna is there in your heart as Paramatma. He knows your heart, what is inside. You may say so many nice polished words outwardly from here, but Krishna knows the heart, what is inside, isn't it? Accordingly, he makes arrangement. He knows what you deserve, yes. So such arrangement is made. You follow me? It's Krishna's arrangement. Everything takes place according to the will of Krishna. Krishna has supreme will, isn't it? He is supreme in all respect. His will is supreme will. Tumi sarva sureshwara brajindra kumar tava ichhamate vishve sujana sanghara tava ichhamate brahma karoi sujana vishnu karoi palana shiva karoi sanghara maya suje karagara. Isn't it? Isn't it? Understood? Understood? Nurahari? No? Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahajan says so. Oh, Brajendra Kumar, oh, son of Nanda Maharaj, you are Ishwara of all Ishwaras. You are Parameshwara, Supreme Ishwara, isn't it? Tumi Sarva Sureshwara, Brajendra Kumar. Tava Ichhamate Vishve Sujana Sanghara. According to your will is supreme will. According to your will, by mere willing, the creation takes place and annihilation takes place by your mere willing. You are such will, supreme will. Do you understand? According to your will, executing your will. Brahma, Lord Brahma creates. Vishnu maintains. Lord Shiva annihilates. And Maya creates this prison house. According to your will. Yes. If Krishna doesn't will, even a blade of grass will shake. Isn't it? Will it shake? No? Madbhayat bhati bhat vayam. Surjastapati indra varsati. Agni dhati mrtu sarati madbhayat. Isn't it? Lord Kapil says, Kapiladev, fearing me, carrying out, executing my order, the wind blows. Bhati bhatoyam. Surya stapati. The sun gives light and heat. Indra varsati. Indra dev, Lord Indra, pours water, rain, isn't it? Indra varsati. Agni dhati, fire god, burns. Mrtyu sarati madbhayat. Lord Jamaraj comes as death. So, according to his will, do you understand? So, it's Krishna's will. Do you understand? Krishna's arrangement. Do you understand? Maya dhakhana prakriti suyati sosaratara. Material nature acts under my superintendence. She is not acting according to her will. Isn't it? Krishna is supreme will. So two things are there. Prakrutye kriyamanani guni karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma karta angiti manyate. Isn't it? Prakrutye kriyamanani guni karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma karta angiti manyate. Prakriti, material nature. The conditioned souls are captured by material nature. Maya is material nature, isn't it? Abusing their minute independence. They are captured by Maya, isn't it? Material nature. So that material nature is acting, isn't it? Prakriti kriyamani, guni karmani, ahankara vimudatma, bewildered soul. Says, I am doing, I am the door. Isn't it? Are you door? Jiva bole, ami kori sei satya noy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Mahajana. Jiva bole, ami kori sei satya noy. That's not true, that jiva. Do you understand jiva? Living entity, jiva says, I do. That's not true. তুমি না করিলে জীব কি করিতে পারে আশা মাত্র জীব করে তব ইচ্ছা বলে ও লর্ড ইফ ইউ ওয়ান ডু হোয়াট জীব ক্যান ডু ম্যান সাপোজেস গড ডিসপোজেস ইজেন্ট ইট অহংকার বিমূঢ়াত্মা কর্তা অঙ্গীতি মান্যতে অহংকার বিমূঢ়াত্মা বুল্লার সোল হুজ ফলস ইগো ইজ ভেরি গ্রেট আই অ্যাম দি ডোর আই ডু দিস থিং নো ইউ আর নট দি ডোর. Do you understand? Prakriti ekriyamanani. Prakriti does acts. isn't it? Two conditions are there. Conditional states and liberated states. Two stages. Do you understand? Those who are in conditional states, they are captured by Maya. So, material nature is acting. They are under control of material nature. Isn't it? And material nature is working. Prakriti works. Isn't it? So those are liberated, completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Sarva dharmān paritejya māmekam saraṇam braja. Isn't it? Completely surrendered. They are under spiritual nature. Isn't it? Superior nature, chit sakti. Isn't it? So that sakti is acting. Then either case, jiva is not the doer. Do you follow my point? This is philosophy. Jiva bole ami koriti satya noy. Tumi na korile jiva ki koriti pare? Oh Lord, if you won't do, how to jiva can do? The sakti works under superintendent sakti man, isn't it? Sakti is not independent. Do you follow my language? Follow my language. Anil. Sakti works under the superintendence of Saktiman, energetic, isn't it? Krishna is supreme energetic, isn't it? In other words, unless Krishna does, a jiva cannot do anything. Do you understand? And Sakti, energy works, isn't it? See, either stages, conditional stage or liberated stages. There is no question of I am the door. Isn't it? In Bhagavad Gita you will find 11th chapter. Krishna says to Arjuna, nimitta matra bhava sabya saach. Isn't it? Nimitta matra bhava sabya saach. Isn't it? What do you mean by that? In my hands. Oh, Sabyasachi. Arjuna. One of the names of Arjuna, Sabyasachi. Who can shot arrows with right hand and left hand also is Sabyasachi. Do you understand? So expert. Nimitta matro bhava Sabyasachi. Do you understand? You just become an instrument in my hand. Yes. That means he has already done it. He saw it when he manifested his universal form, gave Divya Chakshu, divine eye to Arjuna, and saw it. How all great warriors, Drona, Bhishma, Karna, Dhritarashtra, all great warriors, they are coming and entering into that fearful mouth of that gigantic, fearful form. And he was, what is that? Chewing, with these fearful teeth. Churnitei uttamangai. Uttamanga means the head. The head are chewed. That means already dead. I have made them dead already, isn't it? So why are you afraid? Why are you fearing? Why are you fearing? Nimitta matra. Bhavasubhasati. Just become an instrument on my hand. Yes. That means he is doing. You are not doing. You just become an instrument. Jantra and Jantri. Krishna is Jantri. Who? What do you say?
Who operates
the Jantra. Instrument. He is Jantri. And you are instrument. So, does the instrument do? Or the operator does. He utilizes the instrument as he likes. Isn't it? That is our case. We should become mere instrument in the hand of Krishna. Yes. When? When will it be? When will it be?
When you become completely surrendered.
When you are completely surrendered. When you are free from duplicity. Do you understand? No duplicity is there. You understand? When you have to say, beg for service, niskapata sepa. Do you understand? Service without duplicity. And Krishna knows the heart. Then you'll make all bona fide arrangements, real arrangement. That's arrangement made by Krishna. If you have duplicity in your heart, but from outward, from lips said, oh, krupa karun, krupa karun, krupa karun. Please shower your mercy on me, your mercy from the lips. Krishna knows, he says from here, not from here. You cannot see Krishna. Then such arrangement will be made. This person wants to be cheated. Maya, you take care of him. He orders Maya, you take care of him. This person is a great duplicitous person. He from the lips says, krupa karun, krupa karun, krupa karun. Oh Bhagavan krupa karun, oh Gurudev krupa karun, oh Sadhu krupa karun. Bhagavan, oh Lord, please have mercy. Oh Sadhu Maharaj, please have mercy. Mukhe bole. In the heart something else is there. That's great duplicitous person. So arrangement is made by Maya, not by Krishna. You should understand this thing. Understood me? How can one get Guru? Brahmanda Bhavite kon Bhagyavana Jiva. Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. In Sajjan Chartamrita, Krishna says, Sanatana Sikha, isn't it? Brahmanda Bhavite kon Bhagyavana Jiva. Guru Krishna Krupate Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. After undergoing lakhs, lakhs, lakhs of Brahmandas, universes, someone is Bhagyavan. Fortunate, he gets the seed of bhakti kripa by mercy of Guru Krishna, isn't it? The mercy of Krishna and mercy of Guru. By the mercy of Krishna and Guru, he gets the seed of bhakti kripa. Then what is the mercy of Krishna and what is the mercy of Guru?
By the mercy of Krishna you get the Guru?
Yes. That means by the mercy of Krishna you get Guru, his real bona fide representative, his dear devotee. That's Krishna's arrangement. If you are not duplicitous. Do you follow my point? If there is no duplicity in your heart, you are really simple-hearted, you are crying in the heart, how can I serve you, O Krishna? How can I serve you? I am your servant. You understand? So how can I serve you? I cannot serve you. Where you are, where am I? Where you are and where am I? I am a conditioned soul. I have been drowning here from time immemorial. And this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, isn't it? I am here, but where you are? You are Pavitra Pada. Ami Durasoy. You are Pavitra Pada, Ami Durasoy. Oh Lord, you are completely divine. Completely pure. But I am Durasoy. I am most degraded. I am most rascal. I am a great offender. I am a great sinful person. Isn't it? Where you are and where am I? How can I serve you? Isn't it? This is prarthana. This is prayer. When you offer this prayer with open heart, do you understand? Not closed heart, open heart. Oh. When you offer this prayer with open heart, that is, without duplicity, pure heart, simple heart, the Krishna hears. Krishna hears. Do you understand? Then Krishna hears. He knows the heart.
Yes.
Now he's crying for me, crying for my service, my servant. So he makes arrangement. You follow? He makes arrangement. Without the mediator is Guru. Do you understand? Mediator is Guru. We are giving that lecture in Manchester, I think.
Manchester.
That topic was there, isn't it? Who is Guru? Guru, what is the business? Guru is a action as mediator between conditioned soul and Krishna. Do you understand? He is the advocate in Krishna's court. Krishna's court. He advocates on behalf of the conditioned souls. Yes, isn't it? And Krishna listens to him. Krishna will never listen to you, you conditioned soul. No, Krishna will never listen to you. Do you understand? If you go to the court, you must take help of an advocate, otherwise judge will never listen to you. Will he listen? No, he should go. You must first accept an advocate who has access to the court. You have no access to the court, isn't it? And judge will never listen to you. Krishna Raja Rajeshwara, isn't it? He's the king of the kings. He's supreme king, supreme emperor. Supreme. And he has his court. Who has access to his court? His dear devotee. You understand? His dear devotee, most intimate, that is Guru. You understand? He has access. He acts as a mediator between conditioned soul and Krishna. He will take you there. And Krishna listens to him. Do you follow me? Sadguru. And Sadguru will be available when you just offer such prayer with open heart, crying in the heart. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam visami bhavambhuda kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrusa vichintaya. Isn't it? Sri Kastaka Mahaprabhu has taught us this thing. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam visami bhavambhuda kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrusa. Oh, son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna, I am your kinkar. I am your servant. Somehow or other, I have been fallen here. I am fallen here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence from time immemorial, and I have been drowning. Kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrusa. Please think of me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Let your servant serve you. Do you understand? Tomar sevaka kara, tomar sevan. I am your sevak, I am your servant. But I am not serving you. I have been drowning here in dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. Do you understand? But I am your servant. I want to serve you. Do you understand? Please make such arrangement that let your servant serve you. This is prayer. Crying in the heart and offering this prayer. Open heart, without duplicity. Then Krishna hears. Then Krishna makes arrangement. You understand? That is his representative. Or, representative means, Krishna assumes a body and appears as Guru. Isn't it? Namatma pravachane labhyo no medhaya na bohuna sutena jamabhis brunte tena labhyasta se satma vibrunte tanu sang. Kathupanishad says. Isn't it? Namatma Pravasana Labhyo No Vedaya No Bhuna Sutena Jamame Srunate Ti Labhyas Tasisatma Vibrunate Tanuswa Katopnisas. You cannot understand this Paramatma Tattva by dint of your own merit, intelligence, material, scholarship, learning. No. Even by hearing so many pravachanas from so many karmis, jnanis, yogis, pandits, also you cannot understand. No medhaya no mohuni sutena, jamavisya brunte tena labhyas, tasaisa atma vibrunte tanuswam. But then you cry in your heart, how can I understand you, O Krishna? How can I approach you? Evam joveti tattato, you have said, you have to be understood in tattva. Janma karma same divyam evam joveti tattato, isn't it? You have to be understood in tattva. How can I understand you in tattva? This is jigyashu, inquisitiveness. One has developed such inquisitiveness. What do you say in English?
Inquisitive.
Do you understand? The inquisitive, jigyasu. Chaturvidha bhasanti mang jana sukriti in arjana arthi artharthi jigyasu jnani cha bhartarsava. Isn't it? Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, four types of persons. They are sukritina. They are not duskritina. They worship me, they offer worship to me. They offer prayer. One of them, jigyasu, the inquisitive. You understand? Who always, what develops such inquisitiveness and always offers prayer to Krishna. Do you follow? The Krishna knows he is in the heart. Yes. He is very inquisitive now. How to approach me, how to know me, how to serve me. Do you understand? So, who is there in the heart assumes a body and appears without. That is good. Guru Krishna Rupa Hana Sastre Rupramani. Isn't it? Chaitanya Charitamrita. Guru Krishna Rupa Hana Sastre Rupramani. It's Sastra Pramani. Vedic literatures, evidences, proof given in Vedic literature. Guru is. What is that? Manifestation of Krishna. Acharya mam vijani ab nam manet karichis namartya buddhyasuyata sarva devamaya guru. 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna says to Uddhava, Acharya mam vijani ab nam manet karichis namartya buddhyasuyata sarva devamaya guru. Uddhava, you should not think that Acharya. You understand? As a mortal being, Martya Buddhi, as a mortal being, Mang Vijanyam, he is as good as myself. You understand? Bhagavata Tulasi Gangayo Bhakta Dhani Chaturdha Vigraho Krishna Ichari Sani. Four manifestations of Krishna here in material world. Bhagavata Tulasi Ganga Bhakta. Bhakta means Vaishnava, dear devotee. Is manifestation of Krishna. Do you understand? It's prakasa vigraha. Isn't it? We say. Prakasa vigraha. What do you mean by prakasa vigraha? What do you mean by that? Narahari, bala. What is prakasa vigraha?
Prakasa means manifestation and vigraha is form.
I am not telling you to give this English translation. What do you mean by that? What is the purport? तात्पर्य की है दैट कृष्ण कृपा श्रीमूर्ति वाई आर यू जस्ट मे बी दिस मे बी दिस मे बी दिस इफ यू नो करेक्टली से यस और नो डोंट ग्रुप इन द डार्कनेस ग्रुपिंग इन ओ मे बी दिस और मे बी दिस Like this. Don't do like that. Praka is prakasa vigraha. I say, out of mercy appears. Do you understand? and gives you qualification. You understand? Thereby you'll be able to see the Lord. That is Prakash Vigraha. You follow my language? Follow? Who mercifully appears. Out of mercy, causeless mercy appears. Before such a person, inquisitive, crying in the heart, and thereby gives him, he makes him qualified, do you understand? Gives him qualification, do you understand? Makes that person qualified, thereby he's able to see the Lord. That is Prakash Vigraha. Do you follow my language? I have difficulty in expressing things in English. If you follow it, I don't know.
Follow? Yes.
Follow? That is Prakash Vigraha. That's Prakash Vigraha. Jagannath, do you understand? And Baladev, Hare Krishna and Balaram, do you understand? We say, if you cannot see Lord Jagannath, Jagannath is Shyam Sundar, isn't it? It's Shyam Sundar. Do you see that form in Jagannath, Shyam Sundar? You can't see that form. And Jagannath never manifests that form before you. Do you understand? When Mahaprabhu entered into Jagannath temple, Jagannath showed him his all beautiful Shyam Sundar, because Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava. O Lord of my heart, my Prananatha, Mahaprabhu was running, and in the middle fell down, fainted, isn't it? Those who have developed that mood, Radha Bhava, Gopi Bhava, only Jagannath would show you the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar. Otherwise nobody can see, you can see. See your big, big eyes, dilated, sunken hands and legs. That's this form, isn't it? Well, he saw his Shyam Sundar form to you. But no such mood, Radha Bhava or Gopta. So, that we say, if you cannot see Jagannath, see Baladev. Do you follow me? My point. Baladev is Prakash Vigraha. Do you follow? Is Prakash Vigraha. Guru is Balaram Nityananda Ram. Isn't it? The manifestation of Balaram Nityananda is Prakash Vigraha. You see Baladev. Dr. Baladev is there. Do you understand? You see Baladev. Balaram Nityananda Ram is Prakash Vigraha. He has appeared mercifully to make you qualified to see the Lord. That is Prakash Vigraha. Do you follow? My language. That we say. Prakash Vigraha. Guru. So my point is, one who is not duplicious, no duplicity in his heart, and very simple heart. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. As simple as a child. As simple as a child. Simplicity, Vaishnavism. And offers prayer, cries. Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam ma visame bhavam budhu. Kripaya tava pada pankadastita dhuri sadrusa. Oye nanda tanuja. O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your servant. Somehow I am fallen here in the dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. I have been drowning from time. But I want to serve you. But how can I serve you? Where you are and where am I? Do you understand? Then Krishna hears. If you, without duplicity, come, simple heart cries, then Krishna assumes a body, Paramatma assumes a body and appears as Guru. Do you understand? That is Prakash Vigraha. That is Guru. Guru Krishna Rupa Huna Sastra Pamani. Guru Krishna Dadi Krupa Karen Kon Bhagyavane Guru Antar Jami Rupe Sikhaya Pane. So it is the Guru Tattva is there. Krishna Dadi Krupa Karen Kon Bhagyavane Guru Antar Jami Rupe Sikhaya Pane. If somebody is bhagyavan, fortunate, Brahmanda Brahmite kon bhagyavan? Huh? If somebody is bhagyavan, fortunate, gets Krishna's mercy. You don't understand? Real mercy. Mercy without duplicity. No duplicity. Huh? Then Krishna appears as Guru. Do bhala. Guru Antarjami, who is Antarjami? Who is in the heart? He appears without. To teach him. Do you understand? How he can understand Krishna? To impart this tattva jnana. Do you understand? Antarjami rupe sikhaya apana. That is it. So this is the question and this is the answer. And Krishna knows your heart. What is inside? What is inside? Really you are crying in the heart for the service of Krishna, to understand Krishna, to approach Krishna, to know Krishna. Do you understand? If you're really crying in your heart, no duplicity, then you are completely dependent on the mercy of Krishna. Huh? I am completely dependent on your mercy of Krishna. O Krishna. Sampurna nirbhar kari ase krupai karuna tamai. O Lord. I am completely dependent on your mercy. I have no qualification, nothing. Karma nahi, jnana nahi, Krishna bhakti nahi. I have no karma, I have no jnana, I have no Krishna bhakti, nothing. I am such a rascal. Do you understand? I am completely dependent on your mercy. Ahetuki se krupa. But your mercy is ahetuki, causeless. I am completely dependent on that. It's completely dependent on the mercy of Krishna. But I want to serve you, I am your servant. Niskapata seva. Service without duplicity. Krishna knows. Krishna knows the heart. So, he